Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Circle Sanctuary Network Podcasts, brought to you by Circle Sanctuary, one of the oldest nature spirituality churches in the United States, connecting people of nature-centered paths around the world. Join us through the week for a variety of shows discussing various topics, celebrating the divine in all of its forms through nature worship, rituals, education, and building bridges of community.
Welcome to Circle Craft Study with Selena Fox. This is Selena Fox, and tonight we will be taking a journey together in celebration of Lammas and the full moon. I invite you to take some time out where you can reflect and connect on the sacred. We begin by connecting with the sacred directions. And during the course of our ritual journey together, take part in the way that works for you according to your own path and tradition. We envision a beautiful circle of radiant light, the light, the color of starlight, spectrum colors balanced together, a light around the place where we each are doing our ceremony. And as we face the north, we call to the powers of north and earth, come, be with us, aid us in our celebration tonight. Help us connect with the abundance of land, of the physical realm. Aid us and guide us. Blessed be. We face the east and call to the powers of air and east, come be with us in this rite tonight. Bless our minds with abundance of thought. Let the winds of positive change and transformation be with us and in us and around us. Help us grow in learning. Help us grow in communication. Help us grow in knowledge and insight on the essence of abundance for ourselves, our loved ones, and the larger circle of nature of which we are all part. And we turn and face the south, powers of south and fire, come and be with us. Your energy, your creativity, we honor the abundance of ideas and possibilities. Guide us in our doings. Guide us in our activities. Guide us in our work and play, our rest, and our actions. May we have good balance. And may we have a connection with the abundance of possibilities, of creativity, of new ways to envision and to work and celebrate. And we turn and face the West. Powers of West and water, come to us, be with us, guide us, in our work with water in the form of rainfall, in the form of abundant, clear, safe drinking water, water for our daily lives, for ourselves, and for all in need on this planet. We call to the powers of West and water to guide us in our relationships with others, our ability to connect and share, to understand, to empathize, to sympathize, and to have compassion. To experience our emotions, to work with our emotions, to move beyond our emotions to a place of peace. Powers of West and water, with your abundance of plenty and fertility, come and be with us and guide our rite tonight. And now as we move around the circle of light that we have set around us with our envisioning, we come to be in the center. We call to the powers of spirit of center. We call to the powers of all that is. We call to the powers of inner peace, inner balance, of spiritual wisdom and well-being. Come and be with us in this rite tonight. May we have the abundance of gifts of spirit in our lives and in the greater circle of nature of which we are all part. So mote it be. And in our sacred circle tonight, we call to the powers of the summertime. At this Lammas time, Lunasa, the height of summer, let us take a few moments, and as we extend our hands straight above us, we connect with the power of the sacred sun, letting it flow down through us, in us, experiencing ourselves shining like the radiant sun. Success, prosperity, abundance abounds. And we take a few moments and experience ourselves radiating and being one with the abundant power of the sun and of this sacred time of Lammas. And now in the next few moments of quiet, as you continue to resonate with the power of the sun, as you close your eyes and hold your hands on your lap in a receptive form, let the sacred sun come to you in the form of a symbol or a figure, pattern, a shape. Let the sacred sun appear to you and pay attention to what form the sacred sun takes. Welcome, sacred sun. We greet you, we honor you, we celebrate you on this Lammas night. Continue to be with us, to guide us, to aid us, now and in the times ahead. And blessed be. And now, stretching your arms out to either side and holding palms up, we call to the fullness of the moon. For this is the time of the moon waxing full. Imagine a silvery orb above you. flowing down into you with radiant, shimmering, silvery light beams. Experience yourself one with the fullness of the moon. The phase of the moon for manifestation. Making happen, making real, making success of what is envisioned. Be in tune with the fullness of the moon as you now imagine yourself glowing like a silver orb. And now we call to the sacred moon to appear as a symbol, a character or a figure, or in some other way that works for you. Pay attention to what form the sacred silver moon takes. Sacred moon, we greet you, we honor you, we welcome you here in this rite. Guide us tonight and the times to come. Lend your special magic to our workings for our loved ones, for ourselves, and for this planet and the greater circle of nature of which we are all part. So mote it be. And now we picture the wheel of the year. This wheel has 8 spokes. And the 4 quadrants of spring, summer, autumn, and winter. Call to mind an image of the 8-spoked wheel of solstices and equinoxes, of the cross-quarter days in between. We are at the midpoint of the summer quadrant, which began with summer solstice and which concludes with the autumn equinox. We are at the height of summer. And at this height of summer, as summer bounty is in its fullest, we begin harvest activities, harvest of the fields, harvest of things we have grown in ourselves, in our lives, since the early stirrings of the middle of winter, as we began considering ways to grow the time of spring's beginning, planting seeds, the time of spring's flowering, the bursting forth of life and growth, the beginning of summer, the continual growth. And now at Lammas, at Lunasa, at the height of summer, we celebrate the abundance of nature. we celebrate nature's bounty. We spend a few moments now and call to mind fields, gardens, other places where food is grown and raised. And let us now, as we envision landscapes and gardens and fields, we call forth the green spirits. Green men, green women, green ones, come to us. Green men, green women, green ones, come to us. Green men, green women, green ones, come to us. And imagine as you envision fields and gardens in the land, the green ones rising up. Experience plenty. Experience abundance. Let the green men, the green women, and the green ones rise up in different forms as you call to mind places where food grows, places where food is raised. Let a beautiful green light shimmer across pieces of land, fields, gardens, and other places. And let the spirit of the green ones bring forth a good balance of the elements. Fertile soil of the sacred earth. Pollinating breezes of the sacred air. Warm sunlight of the sacred fire. Nurturing rains of the sacred water. Well-being of the sacred spirit. In those places that need more green support, rainfall, and or other elements, as you envision and contemplate on this full moon Lammas night, let the green ones, the green men, the green women, the green gods, the green goddesses, the green ones, the green ones, the green ones, go forth and bless lands, wherever they may be, that are in need of greater fertility, prosperity, and plenty. Envision this. We honor the land, we celebrate the land, we celebrate the fertility of the land, we celebrate the potentials of the harvest. May there be bountiful, wonderful, abundant food harvest now and in the times to come. So mote it be. We turn our attention now to grain, cereal, wheat, barley, oats, corn, other staples of diets of many. We call to the spirits of the grain to come and be with us in this rite, to work with us to carry our prayers out into the world around us. Spirits of the grain, we call to you, we honor you, we welcome you. Come, teach us, bless us, be with us. As you focus on the image of a type of grain, sheaf of wheat or maize, corn, or some other crop that is vital to human life and productivity, to human health and community. Let the spirit of the grain appear to you in a form, such as a grain goddess, a grain god, a grain symbol. Focus on that for a few moments. Let the spirits of the grain present a face, a symbol, a connection to you. And as you connect, feel a oneness to the beauty and the magic and the power of that sacred grain. And now we call to the spirits of the grain to aid us in our quest for good, healthy nutrition for ourselves. Pay attention in the next few moments of quiet as you connect with one or more aspects of the spirits of grain. And listen for a message for yourself. On how to nurture your own well-being. Now you invite the grain spirits to aid you in a working for others, as you focus on the form of the grain spirit that has come to you. You experience it shimmering with a golden light, like the golden light of the sun. and experience that golden light shining out wherever it is needed. That there be plenty of grain for all in need. 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 So mote it be. Now we call into ourselves and into the realm around us the spirits of plenty, of abundance, of prosperity. Plenty, abundance, prosperity, come to us. Plenty, abundance, prosperity, come to us. Plenty, abundance, prosperity, come to us. Be with us, be with us, be around us, be around us, be within us, be within us, be in the world, be in the world, be in the world around us. As we reflect on the word plenty, feel plenty resonating deep within you. And reflect on abundance. Your needs met and beyond. The needs of others met and beyond. And reflect on prosperity. The ongoing state of having an abundance. The ongoing state of sustaining plenty. As you reflect on plenty, let the spirits of plenty, abundance, and prosperity come to you in a form, as a goddess, as a god, as some other sacred form. And ask now, the spirits of plenty, to aid you in your day-to-day life, to appreciate the abundance that already is within yourself and your life. Reflect on that for a few moments. And we call on the spirits of abundance to be more in the world where we live and beyond, envision a world that's prosperous, that's healthy, that is whole, where you thrive, where others thrive, where there is peace and plenty, prosperity and harmony. Reflect a few moments now on that vision, on this full moon time, at this Lammas time. Envision plenty, prosperity, abundance within you and around you, and in the larger world of which we are all part. And reflect a few moments now on something specific you can do tonight or in the next few days and nights, that would be you being an agent of bringing more plenty into the world. Generosity. Charity. A cup of possibilities, full and fountaining forward. An eternal wellspring of well-being. Experience yourself having the divine that is abundance indwelling, abundance around you, abundance upon you, abundance within you. Abundance before you, abundance behind you, abundance above you, abundance below you, abundance around you, abundance within you, abundance within you, abundance around you, abundance now, abundance in the times to come. So mote it be. And now I invite you to take a meditative journey with me. We go through time and space to a sacred place, a field with trees on either side, a large, beautiful field. It's been mowed. There's a big, flat area. And in the center, there is a place where bonfires are made. Imagine that you are one of a group of people that are crafting a magical Lammas night bonfire. And we each carrying some sacred wood, different types of oak from the nearby forest, other hardwoods, some birch. And we take this fine dried wood and create the makings of a bonfire. And as night is coming on, we see the full moon rising. And we know it is time to kindle this fire, as peoples do now, have done in the recent and ancient past, and that are likely to be doing for generations to come. You and several others gather around the bonfire, and in your hands appear golden torches glowing with a flame like the sun. And above you now shines the full silvery moon. And as you kindle this fire and join your flames with the flames of others, the beauty, the power, the Lammas night bonfire is there before you. Gaze into the fire and pay attention to what you experience. And when you are ready, you celebrate the fire light, the fire warmth, the fire might. It is time to put an offering of dried herbs, of dried grains into the fire, and as you do, you give thanks for harvest in the past and the harvest that is starting in this harvest time season. You feel the power of the sacred flames flowing within you now, knowing the vitality of the sacred fire can aid you in transformations in your own day-to-day life. Knowing that a generous spirit within helps bring about prosperity in your own life, in the lives of loved ones, and the lives and energies of the greater world of which we are all part. And now experience yourself joining with a great throng of people dancing clockwise around the Lammas fire, feeling the joy of community celebration, flowing into yourself, flowing into the land, flowing into this sacred time and beyond, flowing into the community and the greater circle of which we are all part. Now you come to rest along with others. And as you turn inward, let the spirit of Lammastide, of Lunasa, the height of summer, let it bring a message for you. And pay attention and give thanks. And as you return to a more waking state of consciousness, you carry with you your experiences of our ritual time together, of your experiences with the sacred sun and the form it showed to you, your experiences of the full moon and the form it showed to you, reflecting now on your connections with the green ones, reflecting now on your experiences with the spirits of grain, and reflecting now on your experiences with the spirits of abundance, prosperity, of plenty. Silently give thanks to the sacred forces that you have worked with, that we have called here in this full moon Lammas rite. We give thanks. We give thanks. We give thanks. And now turning and connecting with each of the sacred directions and elements, we do a thanksgiving and we do prayers. We honor the sacred north and earth and give thanks. And we ask for there to be abundant, fertile, well-watered, nurturing land for growing foodstuffs. And in facing the east and the air, we give thanks for wisdom and insight in the powers of mind. And we ask for good breezes to create fertile atmospheres for abundant growth of crops and other foodstuffs. And we give thanks. And we give thanks to the south and the fire for the power of the imagination and the expressions of creativity and action. And may the sun shine in good ways upon the growing things that sustain us and other life. And in the West, we connect with water in many forms, and we greet and honor and thank the watery elementals for being in our circle tonight, and ask that they continue to help those in need here on planet Earth who are in regions that are in need of rainfall, and to moderate the rainfall in places that have had too much. We ask for the powers of water to help right the balance. And we give thanks to the power of spirit that's within us and around us, spirit that takes many forms. We give thanks. We give thanks. We give thanks. And now the sacred circle that we cast around us with our imaginations at the beginning of our circle, we take a bit of that light into ourselves and we send the rest out for healing and well-being to those in need. We celebrate plenty. We celebrate Lamas. We celebrate abundance. We celebrate Lamas. We celebrate prosperity. We celebrate Lamas. And we celebrate the fullness of the moon. Hear our boons. Hear our prayers. Oh, divine is one and divine is many. Help us prosper and grow. Help us thrive and know. The inner mysteries of the grain and greens, of the prosperity in everything. Come and be with us on this Lamas full moon night and in the times to come as we do additional rites and live our life in tune with nature. Please come, guide us, be with us, and aid us. We give thanks and take a bit of that circle into ourselves to guide us in our times ahead, to aid us in remembering of what's been said. Good Lamas, good full moon, and blessed be. And now in the last part of our evening together, I invite David, and if she's there, Jeanette, to share any, relay any messages from chat, share any impressions. Happy Lamas.
Happy Lamas. Happy Lunasaw. And happy almost full moon.
Happy almost.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah, I do the five-day full moon. As it gets pretty full, as it gets really full, as it is full, as it gets a little bit less full, and as it still looks pretty full. So, you know, 5 days, a good time to celebrate.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And with our schedules and everybody's schedules and everything, you know, I think it's a good way to kind of work it out so you have time to celebrate the full moon at some point in time during, you know, with people's schedules with work and everything else that they have going on.
That's right. Yes, I'm doing a face-to-face full moon Lamas tomorrow night at Circle Sanctuary Nature Preserve, and we'll be doing some of the meditative work that was part of tonight's ceremony.
Nice. And, well, I do have to say that in listening to your ritual, it's given me some inspiration on what I want to do for our online radio ritual that we're going to do this Saturday for Pagan Warrior Radio.
Great.
yeah, so it was interesting because I I left school a little bit later than I normally do on Tuesday nights, and as I was driving home, I was thinking of, you know, the themes of gratitude and abundance. And so as I was thinking of abundance, I just started thinking about, you know, well, gratitude. And it's great to ask for abundance, but it's also, I think, important for folks to just kind of think about and key in on the things that they may already have abundance in their lives, but may not be thinking about it that way, you know?
Yeah, I agree, and I do think that part of the key to having greater prosperity in many of its forms, whether it be financial or in terms of abundances of ideas or other forms where there's plenty and prosperity and abundance, part of that is being able to spend some time developing prosperity consciousness. Now, this summer, with more than half the USA in drought conditions, this has provided opportunity to be able to be thankful for what is growing and to pay attention to just how interdependent we are with each other and that larger environment that we're part of. I'm happy to report that while we still haven't caught up with all the rainfall that we typically get here in Wisconsin, I am very thankful for the rainfall that has happened over the last couple weeks, because things truly were green for Green Spirit. And I want to thank both of you for making that long journey from Virginia to Wisconsin to not only be at our gathering, but to actually assist with our rituals and other activities.
You know, it was great to be able to join everybody there at Circle during the green time, because we're usually there for the Beltane or Samhain. When winter, you know, at Beltane, winter still has a little hold on things, and at Samhain, fall has already pretty much given way to winter, you know, so to get back and enjoy the Circle land during the time of life, the Green Spirit Festival is really, to me, a time of when the land is alive and very, very powerful to connect with. And the community and everybody there was just wonderful to spend the weekend with everybody, reconnecting with some, you know, friends that we only see once or twice a year, connecting with some new people that we hadn't really connected with. It was really a special time. And you were talking, as you were during your discussion, talking about envisioning yourself dancing around the bonfire, you know. I went straight back to Saturday night dancing around the Green Spirit bonfire that we had going on there. That was it was a very magical time.
Yeah.
It was, and that I was envisioning that, but putting it in a really more open way, so no matter where a person happens to be tuning in, and being able to actually join us across time and space. I do think that the idea of having bonfires at this time of year has been such a wonderful delight in so many places. I know some environments, this is the real dry part of the year, and fires might not be permitted. We actually were under a burn ban for quite some time until right before Green Spirit, and because of the rains that we received and because of our connection with those who are involved in doing special permits for fires. We were able to get a permit for ceremonial fires and got to do our fire festival as we often do, is not only with bonfires but with some torches and fires and other sacred ways. And that was really wonderful to have the green out, but also to have the exuberant fire.
Yeah, and I really see that fire as part of a, you know, there's certainly a spiritual connection to the fire, and I think it becomes a way, for me personally, you know, when that fire is lit, it also kind of connects me to the inspiration part, the passion part, you know, the creativity, that spark of life that's kind of within us. And I often think of that when I think of these ceremonial fires that we, you know, are lucky to be able to really work with at some of the different fire festivals.
Yeah, well, this year we put an effigy of the grain spirit, whether you call it Wicker Man or Grain God, which had wishes on pieces of cloth tied around this. I actually have some photos on my Selena Fox updates page of at Facebook, where I've been posting some of the pictures, and there is something really primal about having grain go into a fire and to release the magic of that. And so old customs, some new customs. We also worked with libations and games and celebrations, all of which are old customs connected with this time of year. It is my hope as we move into this next turning of the wheel, going from this height of summer into the autumn and beyond, that prosperity and generosity dimensions of this holiday can continue to be with us and be in the world. So I want to thank you all and everyone that tuned in tonight for being part of this full moon Lammas rite.
Yay!
And as we go forth, we have some music to celebrate the turning of the wheel. And what do we have tonight?
Well, we had somebody post in the chat just a second ago that the spirit of abundance came as the taste and smell of fresh baked bread, which when you're talking about grains, that just fits, totally fits.
That sounds wonderful to me. And actually in my own visualization, because in addition to guiding it, I'm doing it as well. I had that Lammas loaf mass, you know, making a loaf from the first of the harvest. It's an old pagan custom, and then it got woven into some Christian ceremonies as Lunasa turned into Lammas. And actually a number of pagan groups keep the Lammas name, finding it a bit easier to say and remember. But the whole idea of fresh baked bread, how fabulous is that? And we will be using a round loaf of bread that we energized at this past Green Spirit Festival weekend at our full moon tomorrow night. Before we totally sign off, are there any other sharings in the chat room about ways that the spirit of the greenery, the green ones, the spirit of the grains, or spirit of plenty manifested?
No, I think it was a pretty introspective group tonight on the chat, just listening and following the journey that you led everybody on. And, you know, I think we're just all sort of going on with that and being fairly quiet and introspective this evening.
Well, that sounds great. Well, thank you both for being part of this celebration tonight and our celebration this past weekend. Happy Lammas. Happy full moon.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you for joining us on the Circle Sanctuary Network podcasts, presented by Circle Sanctuary and produced for all who follow the Nature Center paths. Join us here throughout the week for various programming connecting the community around the world. And please don't forget to watch for updates on the Circle Sanctuary website at www.circlesanctuary.org. And follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/CSNpodcasts. We can also be found on your favorite podcast hosting sites, such as iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and others. And until next time, many blessings.